Textual healing. Textual.
You know, fingers are useful for a lot of things. Brooke and Jubal in the morning. You can put tiny hats on them and post pictures on Instagram.
Oh, it's so cute.
Follow me, FingerBuddy69 on Instagram. Lots of fun stuff there.
No, thank you.
Put your fingers in the garbage disposal and then sue the company for the tiny sign that you're pretty sure you saw that said, hey, put fingers in here.
No, don't put fingers.
Something else your fingers are good for is texting, and we're here to help you do that with our segment called Textual Healing. And if you haven't heard it before, it's basically a way to help out our listeners who have an issue in the text department. Maybe they're not good at texting. Maybe the situation is uncomfortable and they're not sure what to say. Whatever it is, we'll help them out. When I say we, I mean everybody on the show, including young Jeffrey. So who is today's honored guest that needs some tender textual healing? Her name is Melanie. Melanie, what's up? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. We're about ready to help you with our fingers. I hope you're ready for that.
Yes, please.
All right.
Hey, she asked for it.
Well, why don't you tell us about the situation you're dealing with right now, and then we'll see how we can use our fingies to help you.
Okay, so I've been dating this guy for about 4 to 5 months, and we met on Tinder. He's super cute. Mm-hmm. We've had the exclusivity talk.
Good.
And he's my boyfriend, I guess, now.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, still very new.
Uh-huh.
So everything's been going great, except, like, he has a lot of boys' nights, right?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, just the dudes. Like, I totally get that that is something that's important and that guys need to do. But he just kind of does it a lot.
How much is a lot?
Like, 3 times a week.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. That is a busy boys' night schedule.
Yeah.
Are they all, like, no chicks allowed boys' nights? Or he just hangs out with his friends a ton?
Maybe only 1 to 2 are only for sure, like a hard no chicks allowed. But like another time they went to some batting cages and, you know, I showed up and like another one of his friend's girlfriends showed up. And so it was like, that was fine, I guess. But at least like 2 times a week.
Okay.
And so you haven't really ever been invited is what you're saying.
Right. And the problem is the way that he acts after boys' night that really has me concerned.
Like it changes his attitude?
Yeah, like he just kind of seems a little distant and off, not as like bubbly or touchy-feely towards me, you know?
Like he does, like he hangs out with his bros and then he doesn't want to touch his girlfriend?
Right.
I'd be concerned.
Yeah, big red.
Yeah.
Right. So like that's kind of been bugging me and I feel like I'm not crazy for thinking this and that it's actually kind of an issue, right?
So what is your theories on why it's happening? Like what would happen during boys' night that would make him distant towards you the next day?
I don't know. Like what if he's not actually doing a boys' night? Like what if he's dating someone else?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, see, I wasn't sure if you wanted to do a textual healing to tell him to stop hanging out with his friends, but you want to basically see if he's cheating on you or something?
Yeah, because, and then get this. So then, like, last week, I happened to run into his friend, and I was like, oh, how was boys' night last night? And he was like, good, yeah, it was cool. And I was just like, what?
Oh.
Like, it seems like he wasn't even there or that it didn't exist even.
Okay.
Hmm. And that's not good to think this early in that he's already cheating, like to have those type of issues.
Right.
So what do you want to do as far as texting him goes?
So he recently went on this bachelor party.
Okay.
And it was like a weekend away trip. And again, like he kind of was acting distant when he got home. So like, I don't know. I'm just kind of concerned that he might be cheating on me and... Please don't think I'm crazy. I bought a burner phone.
No, you're crazy.
Okay.
I think you're crazy.
Yeah, that's starting off sounding crazy. If you say, please don't think I'm crazy, usually that already
means. I bought a burner phone. I don't know. I had the instinct, and I'm like, I'm just gonna.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So you want to text him from that phone?
Yes, and pretending to be someone like, I don't know, another attractive woman and to see what he says.
But you don't have any, you don't know like who it could be.
Oh my God, no. All I could tell you is that he has lots of boys' nights, and he went on this bachelor party recently, and after all of those episodes, occasions, whatever, he has been distant, and that I think that he might be seeing someone else.
So you want to text him and try to see if he's cheating and just be like a random phone number?
Yeah, like maybe like to pretend like I'm some chick he met at a bar or something and to see if I can like catch him red-handed.
Okay. So I think already your first text just needs to be... oh my God, so I had so much fun with you last weekend or last night or whenever he was out and you didn't know about it.
Yeah, specific. But that's super specific because he could be like, you know, what are you talking about? Yeah. Maybe, because you could also claim to be like someone from the past and then try to see if he'll flirt with you.
Yeah, yeah, a little more vague might be easier because then what if he like catches me?
What if you just do like a, hey, sexy, been thinking about you?
Yeah, and the
that's
hey,
good.
The hey has to have multiple whys. It's very flirty.
Hey.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. you're also not being forward. You're just like, hey, four whys.
Yeah,
it's me.
Sexy. You have to do sexy.
If he asks who it is, you don't have to give a specific timeline. You can just be like, oh, silly, you know, that's let's do smart. It again or whatever.
Okay, so just hey, multiple whys. Sexy, been thinking about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, if you like that.
Yeah, kissy face.
Okay, no, I like that. I like that.
Just for the record, I want to say that no matter what happens, this is bad. Like, either he's cheating on you and you're in a relationship with a cheater, or you have serious trust issues and he's not cheating on you.
Totally.
I know, but it's just driving me crazy and I can't live like this anymore. I just have to get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
So you're going to send him that text then?
Yeah, I'm going to do it now. Hold on. Okay, so hey. Sexy. Been missing you. Okay, I'm gonna send it.
Did you put a kissy face emoji on it?
It's sent already.
Okay.
All the whys are there.
Does he text back pretty quickly?
Normally, yeah.
Does he hide his phone a lot? That's also an indication that he's cheating on you.
No, actually.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
All right, so you sent that. So we'll play a song and then.
Oh, wait,
come back.
On. He responded.
What?
He responded.
Already?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa,
okay.
Quick.
What'd he say?
Oh, he said, who is this?
Okay.
Who is this? Okay.
That was anticlimactic.
Yeah. Damn. All right. Well, we got to try to figure out a different way to set him up.
Oh, God. What do I do? What do I do? I can't give him an actual name. He's just going to be like, what if he...
Why don't you just say yes? Question mark.
It's the girl you're cheating on.
No, because then I have to still answer eventually.
Man.
Yeah, but then he'll give you someone, and then you can go with that person, maybe.
No, because he could say no.
He could be like, I have no idea.
What if you pretend to be, like, sad, and you're like, oh, like, have you forgotten about me already?
Ooh,
like,
that's good.
That's
yeah.
really
Ooh,
good, Jeff.
Yeah.
And then it puts it on him to maybe come up with somebody.
Who could it
be? You guys are too good at this cheating thing.
Yeah. Like, if there is somebody that he messed around with, he'll be like, oh, is this Vanessa? And then you know that you have to kill every Vanessa that you know.
Okay, I'm going to send it. Okay. Have you forgot about me? All right, wait, so am I supposed to put an aw in front?
Yeah.
Have you forgotten about me? And then put like
and
one of the
sad face
with the tears in the eyes.
Yeah, the tear emoji.
Got it. Sad face. Okay. All right, sent.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, now we'll play a song.
This is something.
And then come back and see if he's texted you back after that, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.